We're up to Simen Kuf Yud, Halacha Hey.
What? Can't hear you.
Simen Kuf Yud. Simen Kuf Yud, Halacha Hey. Halacha lo yidchoy kesakemach toich hamida. A person should not apply too much pressure to the flour, because by doing so you're going to cause the flour to get hot and warm. We'll see lo yidchoy kesakemach toich hamida ki yesh locha shlo yihei nilush yofeh. If you apply, if you press the flour into the nida, it may not knead well. The yisha b'secha matzah mashu kenach. If the flour is too tightly pressed, when you mix the flour with water, it's not going to mix well. I had this experience recently with cement. And if you don't mix cement well, you're gonna have a lot of powder. The cement will crumble. You ever see on the sidewalk, you see on the sidewalk, sometimes you see that the sidewalk begins to disintegrate. That's because the sand that was mixed to make the cement was not mixed well. And when you deal with cement, it's very deep, because cement weighs a ton. It's very, very heavy. To make sure that every single particle of sand gets wet. Likewise, when it comes to flour, just because it's a lot lighter does not mean that every single particle of flour gets wet. And if the flour is not loose, it's not completely loose when you start, there's a real possibility that particles of flour are not going to be kneaded well with the water. And later, when you take that matzah and you soak it in water and soup, matzah shuya, there's a real possibility that it will turn into chametz at that point in time. So that's why it says that do not apply too much pressure on the flour in its preparation. When you measure the exact amount of flour you need to make a batch, there's a concern that when you knead it with water, the part of it's not going to be kneaded well. And when you grind into matzah meal and you put it into a food, it's going to turn into chametz. Don't put the flour near the water when you store it, because chas v'shalom, a teeny drop of water may fall on the flour and cause it to become chametz. Period. The person who measures the flour should not bring it near the dough. All of these things are self-explanatory. Don't put your hands on the flour. The hand will warm up the flour. And then when you apply water, water on hot flour will turn into chametz in less than 18 minutes. Let's see on the bottom, halacha ches. I'm sorry, halacha hey. So that's halacha ches hey. Besecha matzah kemach ayin b'shari tshuva. Don't push it. You may end up with some flour. Ayin b'shari tshuva be'im roktoi hakemach be'bayis shahoyu shom matzos afuyos v'nismalu me'ovek hakemach do asurim hamatzos. If you sift the kemach in the same location, all over the area, the sunim hamatzais. Why? Even if you go and you clean your face, you remove all the dust from your face. There is open little spots. If you're going to make matzah, and then when you matzah, there's going to be dust. You're baking matzah in the same room where you sifted the flour. There's going to be particles of flour flying in the air. And when you finish baking the matzos, those little particles of flour are going to land in the matzah, the little teeny openings in the matzah, and then that matzah is going to be matzah with flour. When you put that into a tavshil, it will turn into chametz. And certainly dust will enter into the holes of the matzah. You can't get rid of that flour. You'll make matzah meal, or you'll put it into soup, or whatever it is. So I feel even if you want to go take the matzah back into the oven, it's not going to make a difference. In order order to burn the kemach sholov gam kein ein nochem, it's not going to help. Ki yesh, ki im yesh loy matzah sachem. If you have other matzah, don't use this matzah. V'ayim b'shut di I know that means di hashav. I'm not sure what it is. Who will be yochas chaim to make a lachzim l'tana came in the ain kan mamoshes kemach elo avak biyamo vade yadei choy matano nik lach yofe ayin sham. He holds that, but yeah, if you put it back into the oven, it'll go and it'll burn out that flour. That flour will disintegrate. That actual particles of flour. If you have matzah and there's some dust of flour that may be found in the matzah, you put it back into the oven. That's going to burn out that dust, prevent it from ever becoming chametz, and that will be okay with
the yevet. That's the kneaded dough. I mean, what I've seen.
That's the kneading the dough. Yeah.
They're in it like a plexiglass cage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
it's as I'm saying. That's what has to be.
Right.
That's why.
Right. I know that.
You gotta keep when they
is completely
when you mix. And makes dust.
Seal.
Okay, halacha, let's go to halacha vav. Halacha vav. Hakli shaloshin ba tzrichim lahashkiach shlo yehei ba shum nekev oy sedek. The kli, the utensil you use to knead the dough, one must be careful. There are no cracks, because obviously the dough is going to, according to the cracks, the dough is going to turn to chametz. Sheyuchal yishar sham mashu isa v'tis chametz. V'lo yaniach hakli b'shas lisha al kodem k'sosos pen tis chameim. Do not put the kli that you're going to need on top of pillows and blankets, because the kli will get overheated. It will be heat in the cleave, and that will cause the dough to become chametz prematurely. V'yizahir shal achar kol shmoin esrei minutin yinake es hakli hetev. After 18 minutes, the kli that are used to knead the dough has to be cleansed perfectly. V'gam yuchetz yadav hetev, you have to wash your hands very carefully. V'chein hadaf on the boards, v'oetzim shemagalgalin bohem, the boards and the piece of wood that you use to roll the dough, has yashkiach aleim shlo yehei bohem shum nekef, esedek, any type of crack, crevice, v'chol apochos, lachak kol shmon esrei minutin yinakevu, esem hetev, you have to clean them very carefully. V'chol akelim shemrach bohem, the board upon which you put the matzah into the oven and you take the matzah out of the oven, there should not be any cracks. Let's say, Shemeir, when you bake matzahs, what is plastic, what is metal today in your matzah making factory? Obviously the rollers, right? It's plastic. What about the poles? What kind of poles are they used? They use wood poles, and they sand the wood poles.
Yeah. The next one also.
Every 18 minutes, they
sand all the time, and you get old.
And you take the mats. When they take the mats out of the oven, what is the?
I never saw this. They have a vertical sand belt.
Yeah.
And when they finish the 18 minutes, the guy who has the sticks has a metal plate at the end that he lifts the mats with.
Yeah.
He puts it over the sand belt, and he sands off
the metal.
Yeah.
So wait, the tool they use to remove the matzah from the oven is metal?
Shovel.
It's a metal shovel, not a wood shovel.
It's on a wood pole.
It's on the wood pole.
It's a wood pole, but it's a metal shovel. I remember from they used to use wood shovels.
Yeah, that's
a long time ago.
That's difficult because
gets burnt.
It always
gets burnt. So you have new ones. You get burnt. You have new ones.
No, they
right.
They have to clean. No, they use metal.
It's metal. They sand the metal also.
Standing belt that he just holds.
And the poles that they use to insert into the oven, those are wood poles.
Wood
poles. And the tables, they use paper?
Yeah, and they keep on
it's all paper. And the people, what are they wearing? Aprons? Plastic? Aprons cover their entire body? What kind of aprons?
No, it's plastic aprons.
Just a small plastic apron from the top.
And then they wash the hands.
Take off your rings, you should take off your watch.
They wash the hands.
The only thing people don't want to take off is the phone. People are taking selfies, you know.
They brush the nails also.
Let's take a look over here at the halacha on the bottom.
Checks the hands every 18 minutes.
Mashiach checks everyone's hands? How long is there a break between each shift?
There shouldn't be a break. If it's efficient, there should be multiple shifts going on.
No.
They're going to do that every under. What you do is you have each side of the table is a different shift. So that the guy who's making the kemach continues going all the time. And at 18 minutes, they'll switch it, but they'll have the group ready to work while you're washing your hands.
So the ovens keep on going. No waste of time. How long does the matzah remain in the oven?
Oh,
it depends on how thick.
Not more than about a minute.
60 seconds.
Less, usually.
Less than 60 seconds. Wow.
It gets burnt.
Wow, that's interesting.
That oven is so hot, they put it down.
Yeah, it's already done.
About 15, 20 seconds later, they turn it over, and about... It takes less than a half a minute per matzah, usually.
Wow, okay. Hakli, halachavav. Hakli shaloshin bo ayin bogan avram. Denoihagim lalush bechli nechoshes. The minig is to knead it in a utensil that's copper. So you say you use stainless steel, he says nechoshes. Okay, so they use nechoshes. Ayin b'shari shub, ayin b'shud maharam, shik. Detam ha-minig hu mishum dekli cheres, ein yofin kol kach lalisha. Cheres is not a good utensil for kneading. Why? Because, I guess, because it cracks. They're different. Dough absorbs.
Doesn't it swallow in clumps also?
Not necessarily. Only blios, only things that are hot. Doesn't necessarily have...
The cheres, they broke it. I read
because it was hot. The kli cheres was the reason why they broke the kli cheres is because it absorbed blios of hot. It absorbed meat. The meat was hot. They roasted the meat, and after 24 hours, after the night, it became nicer. The blios were nicer, so it was treif. It doesn't absorb. Kli cheres does not absorb things that are cold. If you put something cold in the kli cheres, it's not treif. If you it has to be hot in order for kli cheres to absorb it to become a shayla of treif, is only when it's hot. It's more than yad sleda. So here you're kneading dough. You're not kneading dough. There's no tarfus and there's no chametz either. Just thoroughly clean it out. However, it's not ideal, obviously, because kli cheres is rough and it does have a tendency to absorb. There might be some marshal of chametz. That's why he says you should not use kli cheres. You should use nechoshes. And you're telling me now that they use stainless steel. It's even better than nechoshes.
Okay.
More hygienic. Easier to clean.
Stainless steel is,
it's the best.
Wash it out. You don't have to
best all around.
Wash it out.
That is cold. So he's over here introducing a new principle that not only is it enough that it should be perfectly smooth and no absorption of chametz, you also want a metal that is cold, should not cause the dough to get hot and become chametz prematurely. Aval bought if it's not plated with lead, the kovim dakim, there are always small little cracks. You can't find copper. You can't find iron that's covered with lead. Lolush, there's a missing a space. Gam also b'shal cheres, oishal eight, shehem chalukim legam. If you know that it's perfectly smooth, it's also b'diavet okay. V'yayin b'shud aruga saboysem. B'maise shaloshu b'agan sheyesh lecharitzim usudokim. There was a bowl, and the bowl was full of cracks. And v'loshu bo kol hayom b'li hefsek. And they were using this the entire day to bake matzos. B'lo hefsek nikoyon without... cleaning without a hefsek nikoyon v'hadocha, without any perfect cleaning, a cleaner v'hadocha and a rinsing. Hel l'sham he paskin over there the yesh chashash to hapirudim should be sedakim v'chaditzim neshabli bli esek shir chimutz. He paskin that all the matzahs chametz. It's very possible there was some in the cracks was chametz. The kaimulon shehiyos mitstarfin, even that the shehiyos, the amount of time that the delay that's not being used, it all ends up. Because technically speaking, there's a rule that even more than 18 minutes.
If you're working on it,
it's okay. So maybe over here, trying to suggest that we should be mega. Because since over here, they're working nonstop the entire day, so every single moment someone is working on it. So therefore, it's working on every single moment. So therefore, there's really no 18. Even though it's more than 18 minutes, but there's no chashash of chametz. So that's not necessarily true. Even though it's true that they're working on it nonstop, but there had to be a couple of moments, a minute here, a minute there, a few moments where the little piece of dough in the pot in the bowl was not being worked on, and all of those minutes combined to 18 minutes and it becomes chametz. Shios mitzarfin. Vinis arvu b'socha botzek and hasi b'zubim from the dough is going to be chametz. Oh, what about bittel? We applied this rule before. That's why many people in the Machmir, they don't want to have Erev Pesach matzos because there is no din bittel. Before Pesach, you want to be semichon that in case chas v'shon there was some small amount of chametz, it's bottled b'shishim, it's bottled b'roif. No. What about v'alsmacha bittel koshel l'smach mikam b'tam? He doesn't want to rely upon bittel. That's not an ideal thing to do. Al kein yesh lo esra hamatos nasu boi kol hayom ayin sham. Okay, so very big chiddush. He passed the ma'aseh shehaya. They had a bowl, and the bowl was not cleaned, and it was not smooth, and there was a real concern. Shios mitzdarfos, and we're not going to say machan bittul. He passed him all the matzah is chametz. The ayin b'shud priyasa, the shnishal oidus had matzah shahamachonois, the machine matzahs. Sheyesh al hamagila on the wheel, eze charitzim. They're always going to be in the machinery, and especially the old machinery. There's going to be some cracks. There's going to be some place where the chametz would dove and get collect. Eze charitzim shekosu sham the im yesh mashkiach yoreh shemaim v'omar sheyicholim lenaker haperun. He says we can go and clean all the crumbs. B'chol eis muter rak mikol mokom im evshel b'kal l'sakin al yidei umen sheyichalkin l'gamri. If you can make a machine lechatchila where the machine is perfectly smooth. B'id you have a machine that's not smooth and the only thing is to go clean it out. Okay, if you have a mashkiach that's yoreh shemaim, you rely upon him very good. But lechatchila you should construct the machine in a way where it is completely smooth. Mishum zehiras the pesach. Period. Halacha zayin. Yinakas a kli heitiv. You have to in between each batch. You have to clean the utensil very carefully. V'ayim shum haHasham be'oyfe matzo shmurim v'shachol lachem lachas hayom luchos haagan nechayshes shalosh shaboy. He forgot to wash out the bowl. V'nisha boy ma'at m'shiyur halisha v'shavchul sechay ma'im v'omad kach kol halayla, and it stayed like that the entire night, soaked in water. V'boker hidichu, in the morning they rinsed out the bowl. V'niku yosaw, and they cleansed it. V'loshu bo pam achas. The achar kach nisku v'lochu agan acher, and then they took another bowl and all the matzos. So there were some matzos that were no good. There were some matzos that got mixed up together. There were some matzos that were made from a bowl that was not cleansed. And there were some matzos that were made from the new bowl that was cleansed. And now we have a taruvus of matzos. They're all back packaged together. All the collection of matzos. What is he paskin? The zav kol matzos. Kosav shem the af sheki shekavu shiur halisha kol alayla. Even though that the entire night the little particles of the lisha stayed overnight, ba'agan v'nase kibes, so it became like yeast. Afilu ha'achi mutarim kol amazas mishum demolu es ha'agan mayim tzaynanim, being that the basin, the bowl was filled with cold water the entire night. It was soaked the entire night. Umoynim hashiyur ha'isel ha'achnitz, and the rule is that if you soak dough in water the entire night, so it's soaked in water, this also prevents it, and cold water prevents the dough from becoming chametz. The yod the clean nechayches ain bolei klal lahavi paiskim, and it does not absorb. Klchein keshem hamatzes. That's what it says. The clean nechayches ain bolei klal lahavi paiskim. Klchein keshem hamatzes. Afil l'shemra l'shmur im hamatzes shmura. Avol im hoya kli acher v'lo yishol nechayches. But it was not made from nechayches. Oy oz iev shol hakol ayin sham. So it seems over here the matzah was reviewed. The case of here, you had over here a bowl. And the bowl had dough inside. The bowl of nechoshes had dough inside, and it was soaked in water the entire night. And the next day they just took it out, and they used it without thoroughly cleaning it. So
it's not thoroughly cleaned. You're afraid of kavush.
No, I don't think it's the car. Let's go back. Shalosh ba v'nishaba me'at mishiyur halisha. V'shafchu l'soichay mayim. There was some dough. There was real dough. And they poured water. Kol halav, kom kol laila. U'vaboyker hidichu. In the morning they rinsed it. V'niku yoso. V'loshu boi pamachas. V'achach nisku v'lochu agan acher. V'nisarvu kol amatzos. Okay, you want to say, okay, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but there's nothing to be covered here because it's not chametz
that you want.
The cold keeps it from becoming chametz, so right. Even if it is kavush, it's not chametz that's cold.
Okay, let's have next lach. The ayin b'shut arugas abayisim be'oifesh shafach ma'im al hamedade lichabayisa. He poured water.
The thing that they used to pull out the matzahs, the shovel, to put the shenak on fire,
and the water was the water they used to clean their hands. So the water was chametz water. The workers were washing their hands. They took the dirty water and they used the dirty water in order to extinguish the board that was being used to pull out the matzahs. The noida shahoyi ragel asoyskin kampam. They found out that this is not only from today. They've been doing this the whole since Chanukah. They've been doing this since Chanukah.
What they do is when you cut out the matzahs, sometimes they're like charcoal.
Yeah, they're still on fire.
So they have a guy standing inside with a metal plate, and he just puts it on the matzah, like he
smothers the flame.
So
here he found out that this board they were using to remove the matzah was being cleansed with water that was being used by people to wash their hands. So what did he do? The osa kol hamatzah shafu bezeh hamarda. He prohibited all the matzahs that were used with this board because it's a real chash that this board was full of chametz and there's now chametz particles on the matzahs. All these horror stories. Yeah, he's giving us a little collection of horror stories that happened in the matzah baking factory. Let's go to halacha ches. You have to make sure you clean the boards which you roll the matzos against those poles. The poles you galgal matzos. I am b'shut avinezer. The ma'is sabiachar mehamagalgalim hechlef b'toros esetz hamagalgal shaloi bi'achar shel chametz. The loynoida ad halayla. He accidentally one of the dirty boards, one of the things that was not clean, was accidentally interchanged with one of the rollers, one of the poles that was used for the kosher matzos, and it was
not clean. It says it was chametz.
It was mamish chametz. How is it mamish chametz?
He used it all year for chametz.
Okay. B'loy noy da'ar ha'layla. V'eitz ha'magagal ho'yinoki b'birus b'lishum pirus clean chametz. Rak the darka shabalas ha'magagal ho'yinoki kasher nosna ha'shmorim l'soch ha'kemach. When they put the shmorim into the kemach, the yeast into the kemach, l'tzorech ha'itza shal Shabbos, shal Shabbos, orvo ha'shmorim im ha'kemach, it got mixed.
Mix it with this stick.
The galgel hazeh, they use this stick to mix the yeast with the dough. Nisha munach b'ho'ir of hazeh, and remain stuck into this mixture. Avolo yoyse mishnei shos, not more than 2 hours. V'yesh shashenas b'zeh kibes soar. It's like yeast. Since this thing was stuck into yeast, the yeast is potent. So maybe this thing is more chomer than a regular board. Hel hashem demash shimshu b'hamagalgel b'es hakayitz lo yazik b'bnei. It's already dry. That was done in the summertime long ago, and it's already dry. So therefore, you have nothing to be worried about. Even though it was used for yeast, and yeast is potent, it can cause the dough to become chametz immediately. You don't have to worry; it's already been long. It's long gone. The tzayin lehatayisves in Taisus himself the Pesachim the mashmu the mutan lolish matzas barichos barichos poles shelosh and mohem chametz. You impose this mashmu. I don't know Taisus. They let go use poles. And use for chametz, you want to go use for matzah as well. But be careful, it should be clean. When the hidanan kaimlon less, even though we're in machmeh, we do not use poles that we use for chametz for matzah. Mikol mokon behevsid gadol. In this situation, helod lahatir ayin sham heitev v'ayin sifkot nakon v'yev. It's going to be okay. Okay, halacha zayin. Halacha zayin is nafal asay chayisa ezedav chodef. What happens if something sharp falls into the matzah? For example, gun melach salt. Now the salt. This I saw in the article Mishnah Berurah. The article talks about the salt is manazeh. Is not the same salt that they're talking about over here. Our salt today is not the same type of salt they had then. Our salt is not as chorif. They had a different type of salt. Let's just see what it says. Oy tavlin, or spice. Oh, sid chai, or some type of lime, which is very afilu mashu. The nilash besoichai, a small amount of salt, a small amount of sid. A small amount of talvin was there when they were kneading the dough. So the concern is this agent can cause the chemos process to accelerate. Even though it normally takes 18 minutes, but when you go and you add some talvin, you add salt, maybe the dough turns into chametz in less than 18 minutes. So what is the halacha? Kol ha'isa asura mishum de mischamemes sham. The talvin causes heat, and that heat causes the dough to become chametz immediately. V'imnimsa b'secho isa garantua. What happens if while you're kneading the dough, you discover a kernel of wheat? So what do we do with that? Yitul mino isa kove etzba. Just take out that kernel and take out a surrounding amount of dough around that kernel of a thickness of an etzba. Sav hagarin v'yashlech can throw it away. V'hashar is mutter. Now Ois test talks about salt. What kind of salt? Ayim shachonach gorim shom zalmen v'bir halacha d'bemelach yeshnei taimim l'eser. When salt gets mixed into dough, there are two reasons. Aleph number one, the melachi a principle halacha that salt is like boiling. Nelach kiroseach. And just like if you add hot water into your dough, the dough becomes chametz instantly. By adding salt, salt is also a heating agent, and the dough becomes chametz immediately. Umechamim ho'isa. The noyach lahachametz becomes chametz right away. Beis, second problem. Shamelach yeshloi din me peiros. In addition, forget even if it's not hot. The fact is that it's like egg matzah. Egg matzah, if a person is not a zakin or a chayla, has the same status as chametz. We hold that me peiros can cause the dough become chametz immediately. When you combine, certainly when you combine may peros with water, then it's lethal. Then it can really cause the dough to become chametz right away. He holds that if it was done immediately, it's mutter. And he holds not so much to be. You only can be make it. You only put in a teeny, teeny particle, one kernel of salt. Only then can you be make it. I know the beer halacha sham the melach shalanu shenasim imei hayam who kemayim mamish. Okay, so he's talking about different types of salts. I'm not familiar with this. Some they take from the ground itself. There's salt that has come from the ground. That salt is the salt that the Chazal is speaking about, which is very powerful. Meliach kiroseach. But our salt is not taken from the ground. Our salt is made from water. We take water, we just sea salt, so therefore it's not as potent. And therefore it's not as potent, therefore we can be mekel. Ayin al bir halacha sham de melech shalanu shenasim imei hayam hu kemayim mamish. The ein bo adin mei peros. Uvalav hachi roi poskim makilim b'mat melech asmum al sol de mekel k'ma shukosim b'ha agro. I'm not sure. Al ken yesh lismach aleim lachat b'diavad ayin sham. You can be makel b'diavad to use salt. If salt get mixed in by accident into the flour, into the dough, b'diavad we can makel b'zmanazib because our salt is not of the koyach of salt of Talmud Chazal. U'pelosh lehevi divrei hachasam soifah hanal de mitam chimam levan b'leitam mei peros nami oisra afilu b'diavad. It's a pelo why the ber halacha the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the first Talmud Chazam soifah. Why is the Mishnah Berurah only focusing on the second time? The second time is that it's a davar chametz mei peros. Okay, like we mentioned, so we take away from this is there are two problems with salt. Number one, meliach havei kiroseach. Number two, salt water has the same status as mei peros. So he just wants to question why the Mishnah Berurah is only dealing with the issue of mei peros, and the Mishnah Berurah is not discussing the issue of Maliach Havi Kirasech. Okay. Halacha. Okay, don't worry about it. Leave it. Mr. Weiss, leave it. Halacha Ches. Yizaru Shaloy Lehaniach Ches Isa Afilu Begach Bala Yesek. New halacha. Your person should be very careful, make sure that it's not let the dough remain even without working for a moment. Umiyakish Nigma Haisa Yechalka Kululah Magalgon. After the dough has been kneaded, immediately the dough has to be distributed to the people who roll the dough. The al came therefore yesh tashkir shalom la sois isa gedolo rakifi erech hamagalglim. You have to make only enough dough that you can handle by the rollers. The im nishar min ho'isa biyad hamachalek. If there is no one available at this moment, he prepares a batch of dough and the rollers are on their cell phone, then Yalisha Vyasigba, so it's his responsibility to get busy, to keep on moving the dough around. Rega Beli Esek. Okay, let's see in Ois Yud.
You have to watch when they give out the thing.
Yeah.
Keep on
moving it. Do they allow have cell phones? They allow you to have cell phones in the Las Vegas factory? Mm-hmm. They should take away the cell phones. It's too distracting. Let's see if you see it. Now he's going into the sugi of the 18 minutes. Okay, Isa b'lo yesek shir mil asur v'shir mil. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara 18 minutes. It talks about a mil, and it's a big machlokes what exactly a mil is.
Which I think takes
24 minutes. And then there's a sheet of 22 and a half minutes. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say 18, Mishnah Berurah says 22 and a half. Let's see, what is a mil?
So you should know that it takes approximately 6 minutes for them to lash and to start.
6 minutes, yeah?
Because you're talking about
a large clump, yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes time for them to rub around.
Okay.
So when you hit the 18 minutes,
yeah.
It's 18 minutes from when he added the water.
Okay. Right.
There's another couple of minutes, you know, goes in the oven and out, so when it stops...
All right. No, is it really? I'm not sure. Even in the oven. Let's listen to what he says. If the dough was sat below Asek, the 18 minutes is the dough sits and does nothing. Does nothing for 18 minutes. Asur v'shir mil havi revi shah. It is a quarter of a shah of an hour, which means the chelik esher min hashah v'hu yud ches minutin is 18 minutes. The chelik esher, it's a
20%.
20% of hour v'hu yud ches minutin 18 minutes. Besach hakol.
It's a quarter of an hour plus 3 minutes.
18 mitzach hakol. The ayin mogin avram v'chay adam v'shir milhu shneichum sheshavuhu chof dalid minutin. The ayin prim godim v'halloh halloh chayim lundu yud ches the prim godim says 18 minutes. Omnam. The Mishnah Berurah sheyesh shchoshvim shir mil l'cheshvim chof beins v'chatzei minutin. A third opinion that it's 22.5 minutes. Uv'mokoyim she'ein hefsid merubo yesh livsoik b'deh kamaisa demisho yud ches minutin. It's 18, which we make on 18 minutes. Omnam the hefsid meruba evshe sheyesh plus mechala poiskim the sulu dehu chaf beis vechatzei minutin 22.5 minutes. V'yad of v'yad oz ein leesra im ein roin simoni siur the siduk. If you don't see any signs of fermentation, it is okay. You can be simoch b'shasat chak 22.5 minutes. Yeah. Technically, it doesn't become chametz. Even the entire day,
you're rolling,
it's a chumrah, 100%. But technically, it's sinful machmir anyway. Even though technically speaking, that is, you can go the entire day, as long as you're busy with the dough. That was the case he said before, that they used the bowl the entire day nonstop, and they didn't stop to clean it out. So he says, technically speaking, it should be okay. But since it's going to be a few moments here and there when it was not being worked, and we're going to combine those minutes, that can be problematic. But nechmir machmir, we don't go more than 18 minutes. Lubavitch, their matzah baking factories, they go 24 minutes. They mamish go 20 minutes, and it's much more economical. You can do in those last couple of minutes, you can bake an enormous amount. You can have much larger batches of dough, and you have more rollers. If you have shifts of 24 minute shifts, you can produce
and
you can produce a lot more, and time is money.
They make a lot of socks on Hepsid Maruba.
When you go overtime, when they go overtime. Okay, Yud Aleph. Next, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha tes. Hamagalgalin yigalgalu bezrizus val yishu lasois es hamatzah. The ones who roll should do very quickly with diligence and should not delay to make the matzah. Kidmus ezet surah. Don't shape the matzah. The matzah should not be made triangle matzah and rectangular matzah. Don't make the matzah look like your favorite. picture. Matzah has to be made in the yeshkiach shloihei pirurin.
See some of these Arab Pesach
matzah. It looked like the shape. Okay. The yeshkiachu shloihei pirurin mino isam al adaf. There should be no crumbs on the daf. Gam shloihei medubek b'yadeim shem isa. There should not be any ido. Miyad kishron shenibul b'chem ksas isa. Yerchatsi deim yehetiv. If his own anything gets stuck to hands, you have to wash your hands immediately. Okay. He talks about the shape of the matzah. Pian alach yud aleph al yeshu lasa is a matzah. Do not delay to make the matzah in a different shape. I am Ramo, Mogen Avram, B'shem Maharil, the matzah shekove shekvar misukenes lo yishberena v'yachsev yisakena. A matzah is already misukenes. Don't start again. V'yachsev yisakena. The hashin kishes yisakena shenes lo yarech oitzu yofe. In other words, let's say the shape is not the way you like. You roll it. Does this happen often? They roll and does not turn out the way you like. So it says, don't go make it back into a ball and start all over. Don't do that. Once it doesn't come out, too bad. That's the way it is. Because if you're going to do it again, it's going to have cracks and it's going to have kfelos can be folded over. And that's folded over upon itself is because in that section of the matzah we hold that the fire is not going to be shilev. The ayin dehagos masham diav shudegam maharil lo hichmer elu b'matzos ovos thick matzos. So you know hagim lasses b'zmanayhem avu b'zmanaze b'matzos dakas shesim b'zmanaze in lochush kolkach. Therefore, gam hakol l'fi muhus halosh all depends on the person who's kneading the dough. Im huzoritz v'umin lizor shlo yehech shash kifula ayin sham. So it's saying that it's not muchach. If you have matzah, it's not going the way you planned. The shape did not turn out the best way. The rolling did not come out the way according to plan. So there is a situation where you are allowed to do it again, as long as you are absolutely certain you're not going to lead to a matzah kefula. The harbi achwenim hoyu oisim matzahs bim ha'machunos bibnei shat studim v'akronos shenechtochim choyzim latzos bim matzahs. And this used to be something that used to be, someone told me about this, is that when they first started with the machine matzah, going back, who knows, 60, 70 years ago, when it became very popular, believe it or not, the machine matzah was round. Today you don't see, it's unheard of. Anyone ever hear of finding a machine matzah that's round? Unheard of. But all machine matzah is square. That's the industry. What? Talking about matzah, regular
matzah,
round. But when it comes to kosher lePesach, shmur matzah, machine matzah, it is unheard of to find today round matzah. But it used to be years ago they did have round machine matzah, and the reason why it was stopped was because how does it work with round matzah? The machines can only make it square. The machines make they have to cut off the edges. And what happens to those edges? It goes back in, so they recycle it. And part of the recycling process was always a disaster. Turned out to be a very big problematic, from the cutting to where you discard it. So therefore he's talking over here, he's talking about those times when they made the machine matzah, because people want, traditional ugos matzah. It's going to discuss that in a few moments. Ugos matzah, it says in the pasuk they had ugos lashon og, they have round matzahs. Is it an ideal the matzah should be round, the round matzah should be square? So we, when a hand matzah, all hand matzah today is round, you don't find square round matzah. So they wanted to make the machine matzah round as well, but by doing so they would cut off pieces, they would recycle it, and those kronos because that is recycled, and recycled dough is always problematic. The very thin, what you're doing, then it can indeed be done. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Velo, don't make the matzah in a shape. Velo yas ezet siyur. Ayin b'shud mahari asad. The yesh la'asos ha-matzahs agulois. Tradition. Tradition is round matzah. Why? Dafka. V'yesh tam b'zeh v'ayin b'shud prisodeh. Shemei haitayim aloha yirotza linag loch. Linug lechol hamatzas mehamuchuna machine matzas mishum shehin merubos, because they're square. The chashash ladas rabbi hamari shetiyena agulois, only agulos tradition of ugois matzos. The yain mistei chemed. By the way, some hold from fakir they should be dark, be square. There are groups I never saw. Supposedly there does exist such a thing. That there are, anyone ever see such a thing? Square hand matzah. And not such a thing? Never heard such a thing. Okay. B'shem ha'goin mahartzach Ornstein milavuv be'inyan hamatzah mechuna shetoyv yoyzeh shelo la'asos ha'gulos pumfaker. Do not make round machine matzah. B'mnei she'oz machzinu ha'chatiches me'akronos. You have to cut off the corners. And the corners are being recycled. Odapam be'am mechuna. V'lav shaper le'mevat hochi. It's not good to do so. V'ayin b'shud zichroi n'yehuda she'kozim gamkein she'en l'fakvik b'zeh sh'amatzahs mirubos. Do not, it's okay. Just because the machine matzahs are square, it's fine. It's not etched in stone that the matzahs must be circular. It can be square as well.
Round quote created problems. So for a long time,
the machine round
did not eat round matzah for nothing. Now they
what the hand matzahs? What the hand matzahs?
Yeah, a lot of Yekis wouldn't eat round matzahs.
They only ate square hand matzahs. Square hand matzahs.
Right.
No, he's talking about even hand matzahs.
Machine matzahs or hand matzahs?
Even hand matzahs, they only eat when they're square. Okay, the only inyani Kabbalah I remember learning about this is because there's a Medrash or Gemara, Ein Miruba B'maisei Bereishis. In creation, everything, there's no such thing as a perfect square in creation. Everything that Hashem made is partially round. I'm not so sure they're perfect circles either, but there is no such thing that is, there's no, generally everything, but all mitzvahs, you notice, all mitzvahs are square. Tefillin must be perfectly square. The mizbeach is perfectly, must be perfectly square. The Beis HaMikdash. The matzos and machlekes, very good point. The matzos, the machlekes, was it a ship or a teva perutza? The lechem apanim, The lechem aponim, and for that matter, the menachas. The lechem aponim is machleis nigmar. Was it a teva perutza, which means it had a square shape, or was it a swift boat, which had a roundish shape? Okay, the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, was it Lubavitcher menorah, square type of menorah, or was it round, traditional round menorah? Ksiva, ksava shuris. Is ksava shuris a square type of writing, or is it a round type of writing? Beis Yosef, would Ashkenazim have a square writing? All the letters are, everything is square. Ksavelish is a round. Everything, there's no corners. In ksavelish, there are no corners. Everything is, wherever possible, you're supposed to round the corners. So this is a general machlokes in when you do mitzvos. There are certain mitzvos you have no choice. Tefillin, the mizbeach, they're done square. But when it comes to matzah, is matzah ain? Are we focusing on teva ain meruba ma'aseh bereishis, or are we focusing on other things which are ugos matzahs, which are round? Okay, we'll stop over here. Take a short break and then we'll do some more Haggadah.